With psoriasis and skin conditions, I do food intolerance testing and nutrient intolerance testing. And I've also found that some people can be sensitive to histamine, sensitive to oxalic acid, sensitive to salicylates, which can be in, you know, strawberries and apples, salicylic acid. Yeah. Some people are salicylate sensitive with skin conditions. And I found some people are allergic to phenolics. They're substances that colour and flavour our fruits and vegetables. And cuisine is considered a phenolic. So you've got caffeic acid that's in coffee is a phenolic. And you've got cinnamic acid in cinnamon is a phenolic. So these phenolics flavour and colour our fruits and vegetables. And people with skin conditions, including psoriasis, can sometimes be very sensitive to phenolics. With psoriasis and skin conditions, I do food intolerance testing and nutrient intolerance testing. And I've also found that some people can be sensitive to histamine, sensitive to oxalic acid, sensitive to salicylates, which can be in, you know, strawberries and apples, salicylic acid. Yeah. Some people are salicylate sensitive with skin conditions. And I found some people are allergic to phenolics. They're substances that colour and flavour our fruits and vegetables. And quercetin is considered a phenolic. So you've got caffeic acid that's in coffee is a phenolic. And you've got cinnamic acid in cinnamon is a phenolic. So these phenolics flavour and colour our fruits and vegetables. And people with skin conditions, including psoriasis, can sometimes be very sensitive to phenolics.